Hey, everybody. Dan, the Charlie Kirk Show. You could call this part one, but they really are different conversations, but they're around the same topic, and we're looking at it from every possible perspective and dimension. This episode here, we have Michelle Bachmann, who pulls the fire alarm on what the World Health Organization is about to do thanks to the Biden regime trying to forsake and sacrifice our sovereignty, our ability to make our own decisions when it comes to healthcare. It's a very important episode. I want to hear from you directly. I love hearing from you. I love responding to you and even some of the negative feedback. I appreciate freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show, go to charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. I love when you guys get engaged in the grassroots of what we are doing and come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit at tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. And get involved with our Student Action Summit as well, tpusa.com/SAS. You can email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com. The wonderful andrewandtodd.com. So Florida was an unbelievable success story during the pandemic. By remaining open and defying federal government pressure, Ron DeSantis, the courageous Ron DeSantis, was able to keep Florida free, businesses from closing down. He was able to taper and hedge against mental health issues, depression, suicide, social isolation, alcoholism. Florida became kind of a beacon of liberty and hope. And you see it with the real estate values around here. You see it with the new businesses that are moving here. It's almost synonymous with self-government. Ron DeSantis deserves credit, and Ron DeSantis has received some incredibly well-earned praise for doing this. But the question is, why was he able to do it? The reason is in the structure of our government. We talk a lot about the United States Constitution here on this program. And James Madison, in the Federalist Papers, argued that the structure of the Constitution was one of its defining elements. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay, the three authors of the Federalist Papers, and were the three most involved in designing our Constitution, James Madison being the most involved. Why is America able to be free? Not because of our Bill of Rights. Every banana republic has a Bill of Rights. No, the structure of checks and balances and consent of the governed allows a bottom-up structure, a grassroots-centric way of governing. This idea of federalism, it derives power from the roots, the bottom-up, not the top-down. It involves citizens, not subjects or serfs. So Florida was able to make a prudent decision saying, you know, the CDC doesn't know better than we do on how to treat our citizens. The CDC and Anthony Fauci do not know what we need to do to be able to address the public health emergency. South Dakota handled it very well, incredibly well. Utah handled it pretty well. So you look at the states that handled it pretty well, and this goes back to the structure of the United States Constitution where the states created the federal government did not create the states. This idea that centralized power is usually wrong, it can be easily corrupted, this idea of one person being able to make a decision is an inherent threat to freedom. The Founding Fathers knew this all the way back in the design of the Constitution in 1787 and 1791. Now, as bad as our reaction as a nation and a country was to the Chinese Fauci coronavirus, imagine how much worse it would have been if we did not have the structure and the system to be able to have self-governing decisions like Florida beautifully embodied. Now, what if I told you right now this question of sovereignty and who is in charge very well might be put in permanent jeopardy using an international health apparatus? Now, there's lots of fail-safes built into the Constitution. The Constitution is a domestic political document. It's the greatest political document ever written. The United States Constitution was not written for the times. It was written to stand the test of time, understanding human nature's predisposition towards greed, selfishness, lying and cheating and stealing. It diffuses power over space and time. There's so many layers of checks and balances in the U.S. Constitution, almost as if the Founding Fathers were inherently distrustful of people with power, and they were. Now, it spreads over space and time by it requires a lot of geographic landmass to be able to make decisions, and time where it's intentionally long to be able to do something bold and dramatic. This is why the CDC and the FDA swooping in and taking away individual sovereignty and states' rights was something that was deemed unconstitutional, was always kind of left to the states. And by the way, most European countries do not have that model. I know some Europeans, and they were perplexed when they learned about America's response to COVID that it was a state-by-state model. You see, in Germany, if Berlin wants to do something, it impacts Bavaria as it does Ulm, as it does Munich. One-size-fits-all governing model. In Austria, if Vienna wants to do something, it impacts Salzburg just as much as Vienna. In Europe, the power comes from the top. In America, the power comes from the bottom. What's amazing is how important the structure actually is for human liberty and flourishing. A lot of Americans kind of gloss over it and glance over like, yeah, okay, whatever. Constitution, it's all the same. No, it isn't. You do not have a Florida without the structure of the U.S. Constitution. Now, the immediate significance of all this, outside of just kind of a rather enjoyable monologue that I'm making right now, at least I'm enjoying it, about how beautiful the U.S. Constitution is right now, the beginning stages of the erosion of individual sovereignty and state sovereignty and national sovereignty is going to be put in jeopardy. The World Health Organization, the highly corrupt World Health Organization, is going to be meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, in the coming days, post-Davos, to make official the complete elimination of American-based sovereignty. America has the ability to make their own health decisions as it is today. But this proposed declaration from the World Health Organization would basically remove all sovereignty from the American citizens and put them in the hands of international, unelected World Health Organization bureaucrats. Bill Gates, for example, contributes much of the WHO budget. This would completely put into jeopardy a future Florida, a South Dakota when it comes to a pandemic. I want to play some sound here of exactly what is happening with the World Health Organization. Play cut 74, Dr. Robert Malone explaining the WHO pandemic treaty and how a country will have to comply. And this is happening, and most media is not covering this at all. So as I'm here in the great state of Florida, and we are celebrating the freedom here, I think to myself, what they're trying to do is to make sure another Florida won't happen again. And now you might say, oh, Charlie, there'll never be another pandemic again. Please don't be so naive. We know these people. Play cut 74.
Let me go over the key points, why you should care. This thing that is, remember, this is proposed by the Biden administration, okay? First off, increased surveillance. Under Article 5, the WHO will develop early warning criteria that will allow it to establish a risk assessment for a member state. They will then have a 48-hour deadline. This is how this is going to work. Within 48 hours and really less, they will have to make a go-no-go decision about complying with the mandate, which is entirely under the control of Tedros.
That is Dr. Robert Malone saying that they're going to have an early alarm notification system where they can intervene to a nation's own ability to dictate and determine their public health response. Now, they're saying they need this because, look, their lesson from the pandemic, their takeaway from the Chinese coronavirus is that there wasn't enough centralized authority, that the nations weren't all on the same page. And those Floridas, they're the reason why this happened. And what we need is more Australias and less Swedens. Look at the philosophical underpinnings of this. They believe the problem is human liberty and the solution is totalitarianism. And it's happening right in front of our eyes right now. It's coming in the next couple days. This is one of the largest stories on the planet that almost no one is talking about. And you can do something about it, but we have to create a rancor. We have to create an uproar unlike anything we've ever done before to demand that American sovereignty is not handed over to the World Health Organization. Being an entrepreneur and running a business is not for the faint of heart. I have two jobs. I do the Charlie Kirk Show till noon, then Turning Point USA till I go to sleep, and all the problems in between. A lot of stress. 330 days on the road I spent last year. But if you're not careful, the stress can start to take a toll on your body, raising your blood pressure, making it harder to sleep, draining you of vital energy, and making you more irritable. That's why I recommend you supplement with magnesium daily. About 75% of people are magnesium deficient. That number might be higher among business owners and C-level professionals. That's because stress depletes magnesium levels. This can trigger a various cycle of rising stress and severe magnesium deficiency. This deficiency can lead to higher levels of anxiety, irritability, trouble sleeping, and low energy. It can even contribute to foot and leg cramps while you sleep. Now, you might be wondering, does magnesium really affect all these things? Well, the answer is yes. In fact, magnesium is involved in more than 300 chemical processes inside your body. So a lot of different things can start to go wrong if you're deficient. The good news is you can experience a number of positive health benefits just by getting enough magnesium, including better sleep, more energy, healthy blood pressure, less irritability, calmer mood, stronger bones, reduced muscle cramping, and even a few migraines. But to experience these health benefits, you have to get the right kinds of magnesium. Truth is, most magnesium supplements you find in health stores use the only two cheapest synthetic forms. They're not full spectrum. There are actually 7 unique forms of magnesium. You must get all of them if you want to experience its calming, stress-relieving effects. That's why I recommend Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. It's the only full organic, full spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress relief, better sleep, all in one bottle. Simply take 2 capsules before you go to bed, and you'll be amazed by the improvements in your mood and energy levels. And how much rested you feel when you wake up? How much more rested you feel when you wake up? For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk and use Kirk10 during checkout to save 10% and get free shipping. Right now, that's magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. That's magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Kirk10 for 10% off any order. Okay, so who is leading this? Joe Biden is the one that is leading this. So Biden is sending a delegation to this World Health Organization meeting to unconstitutionally try to ratify a treaty without congressional approval and consent. Now, I've looked into this, and I did some research. Now, mind you, I wanted to do this story on Monday when I first heard about it, but I demanded our research team really dive into the details here. I wanted to get all the experts lined up. I didn't want to just do this half measure and mention it and move on. I want to make sure you have all the details. So our research team went into this, and we have more clips than I think we have time to play, but that's okay, because we're going to talk about every angle of this. So the Commander-in-Chief of the United States, who is tasked with preserving and protecting the U.S. Constitution and preserving and protecting the livelihood and the well-being of American citizens, is sending an entire delegation to quietly and secretly, and at one time this would have been done under shadows if it isn't for the light that we are shining on this, to say that health decisions will not be made in Tallahassee, they won't be made in Pierre, South Dakota, they're going to be made in Geneva, Switzerland. This is not just an assault on states' rights. This is an assault on all American sovereignty. I've read the details of this proposed resolution. It will blow your mind when you realize that the people at the top levels of our government are trying to quietly, like a snake in the grass, without you watching, sign away the sovereignty of American health decisions at a meeting at the World Health Organization. Dr. Robert Malone speaks about this. Play cut 77 of Dr. Robert Malone saying that Joe Biden and his regime are intentionally undermining the United States Constitution. Play cut 77.
It's hard to believe that the President of the United States and his administration are intentionally undermining the Constitution. This constitutes a breach of his oath of office to defend the Constitution. This is an impeachable offense. There has been a direct attempt with a letter on January 18th, with no public awareness, from the United States to the World Health Organization, proposing a series of rule changes. In parallel, there was actions in Congress that will essentially allow the president to to sign a treaty without congressional authorization.
I want to reinforce that. Now, mind you, some impeachable, not impeachable. Everything the guy does is impeachable. Okay, I don't care. We should have impeached him a long time ago for the open borders and for the targeting of moms and dads. The guy's a walking impeachment violation. Okay, so whether or not it's impeachable or not, everything he does is okay. I want to focus less on that. I want to focus on more what actually is happening and what we need to do is shine a light on this and get Republican lawmakers to start talking about this immediately. And so what you have here is Joe Biden and his entire regime, they are back channeling with the Internationalist World Health Organization to be able to say that all public health decisions need to go through a central body. Now, we must understand that some countries are willingly going along with this. The Prime Minister of Australia totally agrees that, yes, look, we need to have a unified global response, that we need to have this all go through the World Health Organization. Now, I don't even want to get into, because we don't have time, I could just touch on it briefly, the corruption in the World Health Organization, where they get their funding from, how they actually were involved in the cover-up of the origin of this virus. That alone should be reason enough not to engage with the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization completely fumbled the early information when it came to COVID. They still are wrong about early interventions. They received massive amount of funding from very, very shadowy and disturbing forces. But here's the thing, is that sunlight is the best disinfectant. The best way to be able to stop this treaty is we need to talk about it in every corner imaginable. Lawmakers, media. And if you are hearing me right now, you need to do whatever you possibly can to contact every single person in power that might represent you. Senators, congresspeople, why are you not talking about this? How Joe Biden is about to ratify a treaty without congressional consent that will permanently make health decisions outside of the decisions of America. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six pieces of towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-875-0425 or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Again, that is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. My friend Mike Lindell has this offer coming. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. Again, you'll also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So check it out right now, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. The person that has really pulled the fire alarm, the person that has been able to warn us about what's happening at the World Health Organization is Michelle Bachmann. There's a clip with Michelle Bachmann and the great Steve Bannon going back and forth about this that has been sent to me probably by 30 people in the last 24 hours. And one of the most effective interviews that I've seen in quite some time, warning the American population about what's happening very soon in Geneva, Switzerland, is what Michelle Bachmann said on that program. And with us right now is Michelle herself to be able to walk us through what we're just getting into at the World Health Organization meeting. Michelle, welcome to the program. First of all, thank you for really signaling the alarm here. How did you learn about it and get into the details? What are we about to do, we being America, in Geneva, Switzerland, if we don't stop it?
Hi, Charlie. I just want to bring greetings to you from Regent University, too. We adore you. We love everything you're doing. And you may not know this, but I'm the advisor for Turning Point University, for Turning Point USA on the university campus. So I'm a big fan of you, too. So thanks for having me on. But the issue that we're talking about one is one that just came up recently. No one should feel bad if they don't know about it. This issue was meant by design to run under the radar. The Biden administration has amendments that they took to the United Nations, to the World Health Assembly. The healthcare arm of the United Nations is the World Health Organization, but the World Health Organization's governing body is the World Health Assembly. They meet once a year in Geneva, Switzerland. They're going to meet starting this Sunday, May 22nd through the 28th, and they take up their business. Agenda item 16.2 this year are the proposed Biden amendments to the 2005 International Health Rules. Those are the rules that we in the United States agreed to beginning for international health, beginning back in 2005. This is not a treaty. There's a proposed global pandemic treaty that's being worked on right now that will be voted on in 2024. That's not what this is. There are already international health rules in place that we, the United States, have agreed to. And, you know, they were fairly innocuous, you might say. However, these amendments change the international health rules, and they change it in this way. They take away power from the 194 member states in the UN. 194 nations make up about 99.4% of the entire population on Earth. So if these amendments are passed this week in Geneva, Switzerland, that means that authority would transfer from the individual member states to the Director General of the UN. And many of your listeners, Charlie, know that the Director General of the UN is a very controversial activist, a Marxist activist named Tedros. He's not a medical doctor. He was in charge of his own country of Ethiopia, and he was caught covering up and falsifying data in Ethiopia. So apparently the communist Chinese thought, hey, this is our man. And so he was installed as the director general at the World Health Organization, again, which is the healthcare arm of the UN. And he's been there for 5 years. Well, this year, without any opposition, he was reappointed as the director general of the World Health Organization. Again, we, the United States taxpayers, pay and subsidize the World Health Organization at the UN. China pays about half what we pay, but the Chinese are the ones calling the shots. That's why you saw President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the World Health Organization, and he pulled our money out because they were doing the bidding of the communist Chinese. So then you ask yourself, what about these amendments? People need to know the amendments actually began, they originated during the Trump years through the State Department. They intended to bring these amendments to Geneva. That didn't happen. Now the amendments are going to be brought to the World Health Assembly now this week by the Biden administration. And what do they do? Very simply this. There are amendments that were offered in January, January 18th. The Biden administration shared them with the World Health Assembly. They neglected to share them with the American people, however. The American people had no idea what these amendments were because they weren't posted on any government website with very little fanfare on April 12th. These amendments got posted on the World Health Organization's website. That's how people became aware of them. So it's only been a little over a month that people even knew about these amendments. And so what these amendments do is they empower, they give more power to the Director General of the World Health Organization, and they take away power from the member states. I want to lay this in context, Charlie, because for the last 2.5 years here in the United States, we've been living under emergency powers through an executive order. The President of the United States has been empowered under executive orders. Governors have taken executive powers, emergency orders. The same with mayors. They've acted under emergency orders. So, for instance, forcing us to wear masks, Congress didn't vote on that. That came through emergency powers. The same thing with the vaccine mandates. Congress never voted on that. It's emergency powers. The same thing with lockdowns. That wasn't a law that Congress passed. That's emergency powers. So under the Biden amendment, emergency powers, they work so well to control us for the last 2.5 years in America. Now emergency powers will be given to the director general. We know who he'll be, Tedros, for the next 5 years at the WHO. He will have emergency powers. And in Article 12, Section 2, Line 6, the director general of the World Health Organization it strikes out the United States having the ability to say no, or any member state having the ability to say no, we're not going to go along with what you want to do. And instead, it gives the power to the director general of the WHO. He unilaterally can declare, for instance, that the United States, let's say there's an outbreak in Tallahassee, Florida. He can say, he can declare that there is a public health emergency of international concern. And once he invokes that status against the United States is notified within 24 hours, and within 48 hours of being notified, we either accept or reject what the director general says. What could he say? He could issue a travel ban against the United States. He could give us sanctions. He could fine the United States. He can cooperate with other UN organizations, the World Trade Organization, for instance, the UN Agriculture Organization. And he can also work together with other, quote, affected nations. So if, for instance, the director general says, oh, climate change, that's a problem. Some nation anywhere could say, hey, I'm affected by climate change that the U.S. is causing. Therefore, I'm an affected nation. I'm going to the director general of the WHO. You need to issue sanctions against the U.S. Affected member nations come together. And there we are. This is the kind of power and control, Charlie, through these amendments that are being transferred to the director general of the World Health Organization. So people say, okay, here's pushback. The original rules from 2005 have an opt-out clause. If any country doesn't like the rules, they can opt out. That's still possible under the Biden amendments. But take it in context, because it's the Biden administration that is depowering the healthcare decision makers in the U.S. and other nations, and they're empowering the director general of the World Health Organization. So if they're bringing these amendments forward and they're operating under emergency powers themselves now, it's very likely to believe that we will be acting under emergency powers with the director general of the WHO, and the enforcer won't be the WHO. The enforcer will be the United States acting in cooperation. And remember, for 2.5 years, we've been doing the bidding of the WHO. Whatever the WHO issued, our CDC, our directors for Center for Disease Control, has put the WHO guidelines in place on the CDC. So we've been forced to follow the WHO for the last 2.5 years. Facebook threw people off Facebook, off of Twitter, off of other woke social media bandits. They've been throwing us off if we disagree with the WHO, with the World Health Organization. So we've already been doing that. So this is nothing new. We've been living under that. Only now, as we see that these emergency powers have been used to control our lives, now the UN will be empowered. This is what's different, to control our lives from their point of view. And so it depends on who's in charge in the United States. If Donald Trump was president, he wouldn't go along with that. He'd pull us out. Joe Biden is president. I don't trust that we're going to pull out of the WHO.
Well, and you made a really amazing point. Biden is proposing these amendments.
Yes.
They are actively trying to make this happen. This is not not coming from Berlin or from London. It is the Biden administration leaning into the WHO. I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. This is the Biden administration that's going and trying to get the WHO to pass this, which would then allow future pandemics to be declared by the WHO, but America would have to do the enforcing, almost an inside-out way to be able to prevent future places like Florida and South Dakota from being able to have their own sovereignty over their health decisions. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
And so because of that, then what can we do to actually block this at this phase in this juncture?
Well, recognize that most U.S. senators and representatives haven't even heard of this issue yet. So there's three great articles that I'll make sure that your listeners and viewers have, Charlie. I'll send them to you. One is AmericaOutloud.com by Dr. Peter Breggin. He describes this issue from a medical point of view, what it's going to mean. Also, an investigative reporter, Leo Homan, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com, LeoHoman.com. He has a great article with the direct link to the actual amendments, so you can read them for yourself. Another one is at the Gatestone Institute, written by former House Chairman Peter Hoekstra, Representative Peter Hoekstra, H-O-E-S-T-R-A, Pete Hoekstra. He wrote a great article on this as well. So those are good resources. I would send those articles to your representatives and to your senators, because they're not aware of this. When they go back to their congressional staff, the congressional staff goes back to the original source who wrote the amendments during the Trump era in the State Department, and they'll be told that these amendments were meant to force transparency on China so that China would come forward and be held to account, and they would have to tell the UN and tell the world what they have done. Well, let me tell you, since COVID began with Wuhan, that still hasn't happened. This is not going to happen because Communist China is controlling the Director General of the World Health Organization. These amendments, in reality, are going to be used against us, because contained in the new Article 5, it's a surveillance mechanism. So the WHO will have the right to come into member countries and surveil our countries. A new Article 6 deals with notification. And the kicker, again, is Article 12, Section 2, Line 6, that changes authority from the member state to the Director General of the World Health Organization. Primary source documents are always the best. Start with them. So look at the actual amendments. Yes. And if you go to these three articles, there's links, and your viewers can go and read these amendments for themselves. But read it in the context of the last 2.5 years. We have been living, we are living today under emergency powers used by the Biden administration. These amendments create emergency powers for the Director General of the World Health Organization.
So you said it's not a treaty, but
no.
It might need some congressional input. Some people are. So is there? This can just be done unilaterally. Is that right?
It will be done by a vote this week in Geneva, Switzerland. So the vote will happen. The vote goes into force and effect this upcoming November. So in some ways, it doesn't matter who wins the election, because this creates a platform for global governance. Just like our lives were controlled through healthcare in the U.S., it'd be the same now at the international level. So it creates a platform for global governance. So again, what can we do? Contact our representatives, yeah. Demand that the Biden administration withdraw these amendments, but demand also that there be a debate in the U.S. Congress,
yes.
In the Senate and the House, that we debate this and that we vote on this vote that in all
That's
likelihood
exactly
would be
right.
taken and passed this week in Geneva.
Michelle, thank you so much for your phenomenal work on this. We'll have you back on. Your clarity is so incredibly important right now. We need to create a tsunami of grassroots people that are talking about this. Every media person needs to talk about this, every elected representative. And then there should be a bill introduced right now in the U.S. Senate demanding the process of review and debate. This cannot be done unilaterally. It needs to happen today. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.